worth rousing him, it's a little hard to speak. During the winter of 1973, Don Kilmer's company sent him on a business trip to Pennsylvania. On his first night there, he debated as to whether or not to stay in his motel room or go down to the motel bar and try to forget some of his problems. It occurred to him at that moment how very bleak life had become for him, how hopeless life seemed to be. He happened to see on the table the Bible that had been placed there by the Gideons. He opened it. He began to read it. And the first passage that he saw was Psalm 37. And the words that he read seemed to be directed right to him. This is what he read. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him in his hand. When he finished reading that psalm, he knew that this was the Lord's way of communicating directly to him. He sank to his knees and he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today he thanks God and he thanks the Gideons for sending that one Gideon to that room to place that Bible in the room so that he could read it and come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God tells us in his word, Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I'd just like to take this opportunity now to thank all of you here this morning for giving me the opportunity to bring to you this report on the Gideon ministry, to tell you how God is using his precious word to reach the hearts of men and women, boys and girls all over the world, providing for them the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Most of you know, I think, who the Gideons are. We are a group of professional and businessmen such as Daryl Snyder and Dave Kreider, who are here with us this morning. You all know Daryl. There are over 80,000 of us located in 135 countries all over the world. And again, these are business and professional men who are dedicated to the Lord's work. They are men of like precious faith, distributing God's word so that men and women, boys and girls, can receive that word, ministering to the lost sinners all over the world, personal witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people think that the only thing that Gideons do is place Bibles in motels and hotels. But the ministry goes far beyond that. We minister to boys and girls in schools, elementary and high schools, give testaments to these young people. In the elementary schools, where the doors are open to us, we can go into the schools and give testaments. Now, this is mostly today in parochial schools, but there is a crying need for God's word in parochial schools. And these children are eager to take these testaments that are given to them. Last summer, I had the opportunity of being in the inner city and giving testaments. We call them sidewalk testaments to the young boys and girls in the elementary schools. And it was a thrill for me. It was a blessing for me to be able to stand there and give God's word to these young people coming out of school. One little black boy came up to me. He must have been about 10 years old. And he said, "Can I have one?" I said, "You sure can." Gave it to him, and he turned around. But then he turned around again. He said, "Can I have another one?" I said, "Why do you want two?" He says, "I want to give it to my sister." So I said, "Well, good. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ?" He says, "Yes, I do." He says, "I love Jesus." And with that, he gave me a hug, and he ran off. And I'll tell you, that was a real blessing. But this is how God is using his word to reach even those young, precious minds and hearts. These college testaments are distributed at colleges and university campuses all over the country. Again, last summer, we had the privilege of ministering to the young men and women at the Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. And over just about 15,000 of these testaments were given to those young men and women. They were eager to receive God's word. Yes, there were some who did not want to take them. In fact, I've even had the experience of standing on a corner and giving testaments to high school boys and girls right here in Wheaton. And as a school bus went by, while one of those little testaments came flying by my ear. But God knows about that. And he knows how he is going to use those little testaments to reach the hearts of those men, those young people. Testaments are printed in foreign languages, such as this Spanish-speaking testament. And these are used to minister again in the inner city and, of course, in other countries around the world. When Juan Valinas was a student at college in a Cebu City college in the Philippines, he was a real radical activist student, a real troublemaker. Well, one day he received one of these testaments from a Gideon, a Philippine Gideon, that was on campus distributing that day. He read it eagerly, day after day, for several months. And it prepared him to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And it prepared him to go on to become a minister in the Lord's service. He's now, and has been, attending a Bible school in the Philippines. He's still an activist, but now it's for the Lord Jesus Christ. These personal workers' testaments are carried by the Gideons, and they are always ready to give God's word to someone that they come in contact with. There's a great jail ministry that is carried on by the Gideons. Many volunteers go into the jails right here in DuPage County and in the inner city and jails throughout the country. Gideons are going in and visiting these inmates and bringing to them the good news of Jesus Christ. Both Daryl and Dave have done a tremendous amount of work in this jail ministry. It was a lonely, degrading moment in the life of a young man by the name of Harold Bailey. He was 19 years old, and he was standing in the reception center of a state prison in southern Michigan. He was now, at this tender age, a convicted felon with a sentence of 1 to 4 years in prison. The only items that he was permitted to take with him were his glasses, his wedding ring, and a little testament that had been given to him by a Gideon. He began reading this testament and trying to understand and hoping to find God. Well, a year later, he was released from prison. And a short time later, God drew in his net and captured that young man. He's now serving the Lord as a full-time pastor of a church. Harold has traveled all around the world, and there are two things that he found that exist all over the world. People who need Jesus Christ and Gideon Bibles. These service testaments are distributed to young men and women who are entering the service of their country. We had a dear man that was a member of the Gideons for many, many years, old Art Spangler. He's gone to be with the Lord now. But he spent much of his time down in the inner city in Chicago at the Induction Center, and in his 40-some years of giving testaments to these young men and women entering the service, he gave out over 80,000 of these testaments. And we have had a countless number of testimonies that have been written to the headquarters in Nashville from young men who have received the testament and carried it with them through their stint in the service, and of course going all the way back to World War II, and how the Lord has used His Word in reaching their hearts. Reverend Edwin Davis pastors a Baptist church in Princeton, Louisiana. As a boy, he never received much religious training. He never owned a Bible, never had a little testament. And when World War II came along, he had already spent 3 years in the Army. Well, after some additional special training, his unit was sent overseas. They saw service in North Africa, Sicily, Salerno, Italy. And those of you that are old enough to remember those campaigns, they were some very fierce battles. One morning after one of these terrible battles, in the night, he saw the roadside littered with bodies of soldiers. He saw a soldier's hand that had been blown off, and laying next to that hand was a little testament, a little service testament. It was a testament that had been given to a soldier when he entered the service. Edwin picked it up, carried it with him throughout the whole war. He read it every chance he had. Some years after he was discharged, in a little country church, he walked down the aisle and he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Within 1 year, he answered God's call to preach the gospel. And in a letter to the Gideon's headquarters, he wrote how wonderful it was that God prepared him by giving him that little dirty, worn testament that he picked up on that road that day, so that he could learn about Jesus Christ and let the Holy Spirit work in his life and capture him as one of his own. These hospital testaments are placed in hospital rooms in all the hospitals and nursing homes throughout the country. And those of you who have had the misfortune of spending time in the hospital, I hope have found these testaments in the drawer of the table next to the bed, very helpful and very comforting. And again, countless number of letters have been written to headquarters in Nashville where people have been in the hospitals and have had the opportunity to read God's Word, which has been a comfort to them. And in so many cases, the Lord has used His Word to convert a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing about being in the hospital that I found, there's only one way to look, and that's up. The wives of the Gideons have a little service all their own. They have a special ministry all their own. They distribute these personal workers' testaments, as the Gideon members themselves do, but they carry these blue testaments with them at all times and are ready to give the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to those women that they come in contact with. They have a very special ministry in distributing these white nurses' testaments to nurses in training and those in hospitals. There was a testimony given by a nurse down in Alabama several years ago. She had received one of these white testaments when she graduated as a nurse. And when she went to work in a hospital, she had this little testament with her, but she threw it in a drawer of her desk and just about forgot about it. One evening when she was coming to work in the hospital, she happened to open her drawer, and she saw that little testament in the back of the drawer, and she pulled it out, and put it into her pocket, and started on her round. And the first room that she came to happened to be a room where there was a young girl lying there who had given birth to a stillborn child that day. And this young woman was looking for answers, reasons. This gave this nurse a chance to sit down with her, take out her little testament, and started reading. And that night, that girl found the answer. She found comfort in her bereavement. It also brought this nurse to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And she gave her heart to the Lord that night as well. So as you can see, the Gideon ministry goes far beyond just motels and hotels. Some years ago, not too long ago, the Gideon Living Memorial Bible Plan was initiated. And this is a plan whereby a lasting memorial can be given in memory of someone who has passed away, in honor of someone on a birthday, or an anniversary, or graduation, or any other special occasion. And these lovely in memory and in honor cards are provided to show that scriptures have been donated in someone's name, in someone's memory, or in someone's honor. It had been the custom in the home of Ray Hedstrom that every morning before he went to work, he would kiss his wife goodbye, and his little son Jason. And this particular morning, little Jason was sitting in the kitchen, and he was eating his jelly sandwich, and he had jelly all over his mouth, so Ray just kissed the little boy on his forehead and kissed his wife goodbye and went on his way to work. Little did he know that at 2 o'clock that afternoon, his little boy Jason was going to drown. They had poured a driveway in their new house, and they had provided a fairly large hole to bury a post for a basketball net for the older boys. And that night it had rained, and it had filled that hole with water, and when little Jason was out playing, one of his toys fell in there, and as he was trying to go for it, he tripped and he fell head first right into that hole, and he drowned. Now, you wouldn't think that a little boy who had never gone to school yet, a little boy who had never learned to read or write, would be a witness for Jesus, would you? He only knew one song, Jesus Loves Me. He only knew one prayer, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. How could a little boy with this limited knowledge be a witness for Jesus Christ? Well, friends, through the Living Memorial Bible Plan, over 350 Bibles were donated in the memory of little Jason Andrew Hedstrom. Now, if each hotel Bible has a potential of being read by 3,300 people in its 7-year lifespan, then the 350 copies of God's Word have the potential to reach 1,155,000 people during this time period. Think of it. Because of the Gideon Living Memorial Bible Plan, little Jason's witness goes on and on. This Memorial Bible Plan is truly a living, loving, a lasting, continuing blessing. And I would urge all of you here this morning to take advantage of this Memorial Bible Plan. Take advantage of these cards that are provided for you, free to be used in memory or in honor of someone. Now, in closing, I would just like to say that the Gideon Association is really an extended missionary arm of your church, of my church. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. I might also point out that every single penny that is donated to the Gideons for the purchase and distribution of scriptures goes exactly for that and that alone, because each one of the members pays for all the overhead expenses in the Gideon Association. God tells us in His Word, in Proverbs 3:27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Let's pray. Gracious, gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege we have of joining together this morning and coming to this place to worship You, to magnify Your name, to lift up the name of Jesus. Father, we thank You for Your precious, holy Word. We thank You for how powerful Your Word is in reaching the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, all over the country, all over the world. Father, we pray that all of us here this morning can be diligent in our prayers, diligent in the reading of Your Word, ready to share Your precious gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to those who need the Savior. We thank You for the privilege that we've had of joining together this morning, lifting up our our voices in song, lifting up our hearts to you in prayer. Father, as we go from here this morning, we just pray that we'll have that assurance in our hearts, that feeling in our hearts that we have been in your presence. That we can go from here with a new song in our hearts, joyfully singing together that Jesus loves me. So again, Father, we thank you for this time together. For we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.